Not many countries are as proud of their currency as the British are of their pound. But in fact, even though the name pound sounds very English, it is of Roman origin and derived from the word poundus, meaning weight. The symbol of the pound is an embellished L taken from the word libra, which was the basic unit of weight for the Romans. The libra pondo was, in other words, the weight of a pound. The division of the pound into pence is reminiscent of the way the Romans divided their coins into denarius and solidus. In Anglo-Saxon times, a pound was worth the same weight in silver. It was worth a small fortune. 1 pound was enough to buy 15 cows. It was not until the 15th century, under King Henry VII, that a pound coin was minted. Banknotes, on the other hand, only started to circulate in the late 17th century. Silver would remain the marker of the value of the English pound for centuries, until in 1717, its value was set against gold. 1 ounce of gold was worth 4.25 pounds. This value system remained for 200 years, until World War I. From the early 1800s, you could change your coins or banknotes for the corresponding amount of gold at the Bank of England. In 1914, the United Kingdom was forced to suspend the gold standard due to gold reserves being used to pay for the war. The gold standard was briefly reintroduced after the war, but it was abandoned for good in 1931. After World War II, an international system was established, aligning the values of the different currencies with the US dollar. The different international crises in the 20th century led to various devaluations, not only of the pound, but of all national currencies. The real existential crisis for the pound, however, came with the 21st century, when most of the other European countries adopted a common currency, the euro. Still, many people in Britain consider the pound to be much more than a coin. For them, it is a source of national pride and a connection with the common past, as well as being the oldest currency in the world.